Hello, sir. Great to see you back at the clinic. Please step inside this room here and take a seat. So, how are you feeling? A little aroused, perhaps? Hey, it's okay. You can open up to your doctor. Well, I see that the nurse has taken your vitals and blood pressure, has gone through medication information, and everything seems to be good. That means you're all set and ready. Now, you did prepare for this next procedure, did you? I asked the nurse to explicitly tell you to do so. You haven't had any food or water for the past 12 hours. Good. Such a good, obedient patient you are. So, 3 months ago, I drained your semen from your testicles, which was such a huge success, I must say. No phone calls letting us know of any discomfort after you left the clinic. Back then, the procedure you went through had a temporary effect, just to understand the condition a little better. And after looking at the results in a couple of studies, I came to understand that you're suffering, if we can call it that way, from a condition known as hyperspermia. A condition in which a man produces a larger than normal volume of semen, which can be very discomforting and quite messy. This condition is the opposite of hypospermia, which is when a man produces less semen than usual when he ejaculates. But you, my good sir, produce so much yummy cum. Sorry, I meant to say sperm. There's also no pain whatsoever. As you've noticed already, if that is the case, then there's no worries. I did suspect that you were suffering from this condition at first, but I just wanted to be sure, and as always, my diagnosis was correct. I did speak with your primary doctor and informed her about it. And we both agree that I'm suited so much better to watch and treat this illness. Oh, I bet you love that. So, how was it afterwards, after I drained all of your semen? Were you able to masturbate or have sex without any problems? Just a little bit of cum? Excellent. That's good to hear. This only indicates that we're going to have good results in the future. Let me get the paperwork out of the way so we can move on to your next procedure, should we? Go through these statements very carefully and sign with your initials, which will give me permission to perform this next test. You know the deal. When was your last ejaculation, sir? I see. Yesterday. Was it a lot? I will need a sample before we get started, just to know how much medicine I will inject. So, please remove your pants and boxers. You may leave your shirt on if you're a little cold. No need to be shy now. It's all for healthy purposes, of course. Good. I need to see your seminal fluid. Just close your eyes and grab that already hard cock as you listen to my voice. Stroke your cock for me. Make it harder than it already is. Just listen to the sound of my voice as you allow your body to feel pleasure. Good boy. Just like that. Stroke for your doctor. A little faster now. Letting my voice control each and every stroke of your hand. Your cock responding to my every word. Your cock getting harder and harder, listening to the sound of my voice, giving you so much pleasure from every word that I speak. Yes, boy, keep stroking. Your mind is elsewhere. My seductive voice making you stroke for me. And in just a few moments, you're going to come. Oh, you're going to come so hard and so much. You love stroking your cock in front of your doctor, don't you? Well, I love watching my horny patients jerking themselves off in front of me. So stroke. You're stroking your cock for healthy reasons after all. Right, boy? So close to reaching orgasm, as buckets of cum soon will shoot from your cock down to my legs, all over my robe, and down my high heels, making such a hot mess. Allow your cum to simply fall all over the floor as you slowly open your eyes back to face the mess you just made. Now look at it, boy. Look at it real good. Was this the same amount of cum from yesterday's? There's just so much cum all over the floor. What should we do about this? Did my voice trigger this amount of cum to burst out of you? It did. Just as I figured. I use hypnotic suggestions without you even noticing. That moment you closed your eyes, listened to my voice, and started stroking, you were so deep in a trance. It's starting to make even more sense now. What matters more now is treating this condition. But as I said, this will all be painless, my good boy. Now for the procedure. I will not be poking you like I said earlier. I will be pushing a very special button of yours through your prostate. Have you ever had your prostate massaged before? I see. That's quite interesting. Did it feel really good? Did you come? How was your ejaculation? Was it hot and intense? Did you ejaculate so much? I bet you did. Then I'm sure you will enjoy this next procedure so much more. Why don't you remove your shirt? The temperature here is perfect now. As you can tell, it's hot and steamy. Walk over to my examination bed here. Lie down. Close your eyes. Relax. And spread your legs for me. Oh, you're so ready for this, aren't you, boy? Lying down in your doctor's examination bed. Feeling so comfortable. Having your eyes closed, listening to my voice. Breathing so deep and so relaxed. Listen in, boy, and take my suggestions. You are weak before me. You crave the sound of my voice. My voice makes you hard. My voice makes you stroke. The sound of my voice triggers all your sperm cells to burst out every time you ejaculate. It is why you come so much. You love listening to a voice as powerful, as sensual, and as dominant as mine. You can't control the urge to release all the cum you can possibly give. You can't control this, my poor boy. But I can. Only your doctor can treat this condition. Only me. Your body is responding so well, and we haven't even started. Your body just craves the sound of my voice because it makes you feel so good. It gives you so much pleasure. I bet your prostate will be squirming and shooting all of your cum out when our time here is over. Now, I want you to imagine your favorite toy. You know, that one you like using when you're feeling really naughty, playing with your ass. I want you to picture it in your mind as I hold it in my hand. It's vibrating between my delicate fingers, and it's simply waiting to pleasure you, boy. I will use this toy to open you up and insert my fingers so deep into your ass to massage your prostate. The more massage your prostate will be, the more aroused you will become, and the more aroused you'll become, the more calm you will give me. Take a long deep breath as you imagine your daughter lubing up your favorite toy. Allow my voice to picture this in your mind through my words. With every deep breath you take, you feel the toy being pushed deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, boy, in so deep. I will just let the toy do its work for a couple of minutes. And while that happens, I want you to get even harder for me. I want you to simply allow the toy to start massaging that sweet spot deep in your ass. Feel it, boy. Feel the vibrations deep, so deep. Feel free to lose yourself now. This is a pleasure you crave and seek, and pleasure that will milk your entire body empty. Oh, it's so wonderful seeing you like this, boy. So aroused as your prostate gets massaged. Your body's starting to shake and tremble in my examination bed. I get so aroused examining my good, obedient patients. Patients who obey and surrender their bodies completely to my tasks and procedures, all for the benefit of their pleasure and well-being. Shake and tremble as your prostate gets massaged. You don't have to hold your moans, boy. Let your doctor know just how much you're really into the prostate massage. Listen to my voice, boy. It is so enticing. It's too strong and so arousing. You love my voice. You enjoy listening to the sounds that escape my lips. It is like ecstasy, almost like an addictive drug you just can't live without. You lust for it. You crave any and every word that I speak, don't you, boy? Having your ass being played with as you hear the sound of my voice. Oh, it feels so good, doesn't it? Imagine me right here, standing right in front of you, staring into your closed and very relaxed eyelids, my long white coat falling to the ground, revealing what's underneath. A bright green latex mini dress with white straps and a red cross symbol right below my waist. It's shiny, smooth, sexy, and it fits my body perfectly. I grab black latex gloves and lube up my latex fingers before reaching for the massager and pulling it out. Listen to the sound of my heels as I walk to my computer to add information to your profile before heading back towards you. And you, my boy, take a peek at my sexy outfit. You can't seem to take your eyes away from my curvy hips and my firm, perky breasts from this gorgeous cleavage. Stare, boy. You find great pleasure looking at me in this intimate manner. Oh yes, I have you right where I want you. Under my hypnotic sleep, under my care and seduction. You love ass play, boy. You know how great it feels to have your horny ass played with. You do know the wonderful sensations, pleasures, and arousal that come from this kinky and sexy practice. Now, I want you to imagine my fingers slowly circling around the area right below your balls. Feel my hands. Feel my touches. Feel my tickles. Teasing your ass very slowly. Yes, this feels so good. Your body is responding, shaking, wanting my finger to injure you. Your prostate desperate to give all the calm you can offer me as you feel my slippery fingers rubbing on your perineum. You can start stroking your cock slowly now. As I do this, I switched fingers just to make this experience that much greater for you. Yes, boy, you're almost there. Keep stroking. Feel my fingers slowly enter your ass, back and forth, back and forth. The lubricant making it easier for my fingers to slip, slide, and grind. Get even more aroused, my horny boy. Groan and moan if you'd like. Feel how great it feels to have my fingers so deep inside of you as I hit that button. Your ass is so open for my fingers. Feel my fingers grinding that sweet spot located in your prostate as you stroke and stroke. Yes, moan. Keep moaning for me, boy. I know this feels so good. I want to hear you as you lose yourself for your doctor. The more I massage your prostate, the more cum your cock will burst. Oh, you are my perfect subject now. I have conditioned you to be my perfect boy to try my procedures upon. Oh, my precious plaything, you love being here, captive and victim of my enchanting voice, hearing and obeying everything I say without any effort. Feel my thumb as it runs round and round your perineum. These tickling sensations run you wild. The more you moan, the more I do this, building your arousal to an explosive power enhanced prostate orgasm. Your testicles ready to empty your inner core, your very own self from your body. Are you ready, boy? My fingers sinking deeper and deeper into your ass as your prostate gets milked and massaged by your horny doctor. Your balls ready to drain out all that cum you've been pleading to release all this time. My delicate latex fingers making your body move and shiver. Get ready to scream in pleasure like never before. Get ready, boy. I want you to shoot that powerful enhanced load everywhere. Stroke that cock until you can do no more. Until I have every last drop of semen from your body. Give me your cum. Give your doctor all of your cum. Come now. Come hard. Empty yourself before me. Make it sticky. Make it creamy. Make it hot for your doctor. Come more and more. Come, boy. Keep coming. Ah, what a hot mess. So much cum. God, I can't even describe it. Your cum reached all the way to my dress and made it quite messy. Just relax and enjoy this after effect as you continue to breathe. Take a couple of breaths for me as you slowly open up your eyes to face mine. Did that feel good? Did you have a great time? Good. See? Told you it was going to be painless. Now, before I release you, as you know, this is only temporary. Your cum will eventually return to normal with time, so there shouldn't be any problems. Feel free to call the nurse if you feel anything unusual or pain in your cock, and I will get you back here ASAP for further testing. As for now, jerk, hump, and fuck as you please. We'll call you back in 6 months. Take good care of yourself, sir.